last session of our meeting. So, and we have a time for general discussion, first of all, and then we have to consider and adopt resolution of the Scientific Council. So now we have possibility to for general discussion, and I invite you to say what you think about this session. So please, who wants? Because if we will not have we will not discuss, so we just come to the adoption of the resolution. So it will require a time, because I will ask for that case a chairman of resolution board, editor board, to please.
Mm-hmm. Victor, I think as many of us, we have very well appreciated your introduction presentation in the morning, with all the evolution and prospect of GNR. This was very nice, mm-hmm. really very nice. Yeah. But it has nothing to do with the recommendation, just a feeling. It would be nice that after such kind of introduction, we have enough time for questions to you. Usually, there is no way to discuss really this very important introduction that you make at the beginning as a director of GNR. Okay, just a comment, okay, for future.
Of course, there is a possibility if anybody wants, so please.
Yes, I would like to support this proposal by Sydney, so that you insert in the agenda a time for discussion, I don't know, 30 minutes for discussion after your report. Because you expect from this body, from this scientific body, you expect to have high-level recommendations, and this should come just after your presentation. So since I have the microphone, second suggestion that I would like to make, but I don't know how you will react, I think when we are dealing with elections, this should better be in closed session. Usually, in other committees, the elections are always in closed session because we want to argue about the candidates, and we don't want that this be retransmitted everywhere, and that people will say what this should be between us, and so this would be my recommendation.
Formally, it was closed, but maybe. Auditorium was too wide, of course, so we'll take into account your suggestion. Maybe next time we will plan just to have a discussion just after the, let's say, initial talks, maybe. That's you meant. But now, of course, we may try to do that just now, so. But of course, we have to have time to consider the resolution and all details, including the formulations of every piece. So maybe for that we need the time. If there are some desire, or we just suggest our chairman of the editing board just to come to the point of reading project of resolution. Pietro, are you ready to start this consideration of the draft of the resolution?
Probably.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Сиди, можешь поближе сесть, пожалуйста, чтобы мы втроем. Yes, usually we are reading and then by parts and then.
Reading the old text,
now our scientific secretary now will make suggestion on that point. So what would you suggest? Maybe what?
Comments.
So, colleagues, if there will be any comments or remarks, so it will. So you will stop and you will hear that. Okay. If not, you will proceed.
Microphone does not work. Works. It's okay. Okay. General considerations. The Scientific Council congratulates GNR Director Viktor Matveyev for his excellent report presenting the recent highlights in the activities of GNR in the context of world's fundamental nuclear physics science and covering the decisions of the latest session of the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries, November 2017. Results of implementation of the GNR scientific program in the first year of the new seven-year plan, major events in GNR international cooperation, and some organizational issues. The Scientific Council is impressed by the wealth of high-quality physics results obtained by GNR scientists in 2017 at home facilities of the Institute, as well as at external accelerators, reactors, and in various collaborations. The Scientific Council is pleased to note the successful development of the GNR research infrastructure, including the NICA mega project, the factory of super heavy elements, and the IBR2 spectrometer complex, and highly appreciates the efforts undertaken by GNR directorate and staff towards achieving the important milestones of constructing and upgrading these facilities. The Scientific Council is also pleased to note that the international visibility of GNR and of its flagship projects is ramping up. The NICA project has already been included in the SFRE roadmap and in the new PAC long-range plan, and every effort should be made in order for it to become also part of the European strategy for particle physics. Synthesis of superheavy elements by GNR is a world-leading program. IBR2 is part of the European Neutron Roadmap. Neutrino research projects at the Kalinin nuclear power plant and at the Lake Baikal are also flagship programs and should be on the EPEC roadmap. The Scientific Council supports this trend and appreciates highly the GNR Directorate's attention to the advice given by the Scientific Council on the integration of these facilities into the European and global research infrastructure landscapes. The Scientific Council takes note of the meeting of the supervisory board of the NICA complex project held on February 5th, 2018, and its recommendations on the NICA development program for the next several years, on the structure of its management bodies, on its financial support, on its research program, and on the civil construction of the NICA complex. The Scientific Council expects that the first phase envisaging construction of the SHE factory will be completed on July 2018, and that the first experiments will begin in October-November 2018. According to the timeline of the commissioning, this important complex as presented at the previous session of the Scientific Council. The Scientific Council takes note of the 10th meeting of the Group of Senior Officials on Global Research Infrastructures, which was held at GNR on October 9th to 12th, 2017, and underlines the importance of acquainting its participants with the largest facilities of the GNR research infrastructure. Scientific Council notes with great satisfaction the decision of the UN General Assembly to proclaim 2019 as the International Year of the Periodic Table of Chemical Elements, and looks forward to the active participation of GNR, which gave outstanding contribution to to the discovery of the new superheavy elements in these celebrations, including those planned by UNESCO. The Scientific Council welcomes the work carried out by the GNR Directorate for developing a code of professional ethics of the GNR staff and the regulation on the implementation of GNR right to independently confer academic degrees and to issue the relevant diplomas. Cooperation with the National Synchrotron Radiation Center Solaris of the Jagiellonian University in Krakow. Sorry? Sure.
Is there your correction or comments?
No. After the first chapter of the draft resolution, which is called General Considerations, I'd like to make the following comment and also suggestion. This general consideration is has as a main object. Listing the main chapters of the report of Professor Matveev. Therefore, I would go one step farther to the proposal of Michel Spiro, in the sense that this draft resolution should reflect the main ideas contained in the report. But then, separated from this enlisting of main ideas of the report, should come the comments from the audience as a separate, section, mentioning the names of those who proposed or who made appreciations. Like that, it will become more concrete that, for example, the Scientific Council takes note. Listening to the report, it's obviously taking note of what the director of GNR wanted to transmit us. So this is somehow implicit. I would say rather that this part should make a resume of the main ideas that were communicated by the direction of the Institute. This is very important. And then, if there are additional comments by the audience in the end, these comments should be specified with the author of the comment. This is what I think would be useful for the future, not for today.
Okay, for the future, okay, of course. Thank you for this recommendation. We will take it into account next time. So, please, Petro, proceed.
I proceed with the second.
Okay. Cooperation with the National Synchrotron Radiation Center Solaris of the Jagiellonian University in Krakow. The Scientific Council takes note of the report SOLCRIS, new laboratory for structural research at the Polish synchrotron Solaris, proposed concept, and complementarity between neutron and synchrotron X-ray scattering, the potential of the synergy between IBR2 and Solaris, presented by Solaris director Stankiewicz and FLNP director Schwetzwald. The Scientific Council considers fruitful the idea of building a laboratory for structural research of macromolecules and new materials belonging to GNR in one of its member states, Poland, using its high-tech national research infrastructure. The Scientific Council supports this plan of GNR and of the Jagiellonian University, which will strengthen their experimental capabilities in solid-state physics and biology and encourages them to develop a detailed project encompassing a planned research program, which should take into account world's cooperation in the use of synchrotron radiation. At its next session, the Scientific Council would like to hear a detailed concept of the new laboratory agreed upon by the two sides. No comment. comments?
Yes. Could I perhaps make a brief comment on that? So I think the second paragraph in this section has a lot of good points, but I ask myself what we actually decided as a scientific council, or what we recommended. My recollection of the discussion was that we thought there was very strong scientific merit in doing this, but we did raise concerns about the type of relationship that we were embarking on. When I read this second paragraph, it's not clear whether we're agreeing to that this should go ahead, or if we're agreeing to the principle of the scientific merit. And I think, Michel, in particular, you raised this question. So I think our purpose was to comment on whether this was a scientifically valid thing to do, and we thought, yes. But we wanted to see more information about the contractual arrangements before we would agree on the plan per se.
Please, Michel.
I agree totally with what Andrew said. I think we should add a word of caution at the end of the paragraph. So when you write, at its next session, the Scientific Council would like to hear a detailed concept of the new laboratory agreed upon by the two sides, indicating that we need to say that it's not easy to have an international laboratory inside the member state. Around a member state machine. So we need to have a word of caution which expresses the difficulty of implementing a laboratory from an international organization in a member state, around a member state machine. So I don't know how to say that, but to have just a comma, knowing that it will be difficult to implement an international organization laboratory around a national machine.
So, please.
Oh, I think it's a very important point, but in this text, it is indicated that the Council requires more information. And on the basis of this information, the Council may decide whether the issue is difficult indeed, as you suspect, or maybe it is settled by the Directorate of GINR and the Jagiellonian University. In principle, there are many examples in the world that such arrangements are working perfectly. So I think the text presented here just means that we need more information, which will be provided at the next session. Thank you.
I would rather suggest to skip entire paragraph here, writing instead that the scientific case is strong. Whether it makes sense or not to, as written here, to build a laboratory belonging to GINR in one of its member states, Poland, to me it's not clear. I'm not sure that everybody would agree with this very strong statement. I certainly have not enough information to endorse building a laboratory belonging to a GINR in one of its member states. I'm not ready to take this standpoint.
We have two suggestions. One of them is just to add that Scientific Council needs additional, more concrete information about that, and second, just to omit all this paragraph. What you prefer as a, let's say. What would be the meaning, what would the opinion of members of state? So please.
Excuse me, Victor. Mm-hmm. My voice is almost gone.
Okay, but you have a mic.
Now, I think it would be okay taking weighted these three, four opinions if we would make a point that the management is now working on a possibility of a kind of a contract of a possibility, not more. Scientific case, very well, yes, very positive, but the bureaucratic technical details, how such a thing could be made, will be important. Otherwise, we will never be able to make a statement, we strongly endorse it or not. And that's why I would put this very vague. I wouldn't completely skip it because it was discussed very long that this is a difficult question. But one could find a formulation. I'm not in a position to do this now, which says, okay, there is this issue and let's see how it develops. Not make a firm statement pro or con or whatever.
I agree with you, but we need to formulate that better, so proper words.
Maybe you look in next pages that the Scientific Council support the recommendation of Program Advisory Committee on Condensed Matter. It means that we will discuss the future plans and details on next PAC meeting, and it's absolutely clear formulation. At the next session, the Scientific Council would like to hear detailed concept which will be discussed on the program advisory in June. It's very nice formulation in principle. It's not.
So we could pull this forward into this section here?
Yes, because the program advisory will be in June.
So I think that's a very good on page 9, as you rightly say, there is another section that elaborates the nature of the support, and I think this is a very strong statement. I should say, my initial comment, I didn't wish to detract from the very positive discussion that we had in this meeting. I think we felt that scientifically this was a very good thing to do. So I wouldn't want to detract from the quality of that discussion. Thank you.
Victor, may I suggest just to add at the last paragraph, at the bottom of the page, one word, okay?
Yes.
At the next section, the Scientific Council would like to hear a detailed concept based on a document of the new laboratory agreed by the two states. So we would have a document which we can look at it, and I think it's okay because we have a basis, right, to discuss.
Yes, it's correct. Okay. Let's add this phrase.
On a document.
Yeah, that's forward.
Huh? Very good suggestion, so thank you.
That's it.
Okay. So we agree that we will add to this sentence and we go to the next paragraph.
Microphone, Pietro, please.
It always goes by itself. I don't know why. So I repeat my sentence. We agree that this sentence will be added at the end. This is the resolution, right? Okay, I go to the third paragraph, status and future development of LIT. The Scientific Council takes note of the report Status and Future Development of the Laboratory of Information Technologies, presented by LIT Director Karin Koff, noting with satisfaction the comprehensive efforts being undertaken by LIT towards developing information technology at GNR. The Scientific Council welcomes the activities on the project of the Multifunctional Information and Computing Complex aimed at further development of the network and computing infrastructure for scientific research underway at GNR and its member states on the basis of advanced information technologies in accordance with the 7-year plan for the development of GNR for 2017-2023. The Scientific Council supports the development of high-performance computing, HPC, new architectures and principles of the organization and computations leading to innovative changes in the research strategy and notes the key basis of the scientific IT ecosystem, which is a distributed software configured HPC platform, which combines supercomputer, heterogeneous, grid and cloud technologies. This platform provides a way for the most efficient use of the present-day computing architectures. The Scientific Council notes with satisfaction the efforts aimed to there is a mistake that I note here, aimed at developing new and upgrading existing algorithms for track recognition and reconstruction based on the principles of machine learning, which allow improvement of experimental data processing. The Scientific Council approves the active participation of LIT in implementing the priority tasks of GNR and its member states, in particular those related to the NICA mega project. The Scientific Council recommends that the GNR and LIT directorates pay particular attention to the comprehensive development and improvement of the entire IT ecosystem at GNR, which contributes to refining scientific research, accelerating the production of results and new scientific knowledge, increasing management efficiency, singling out new forms of education, improving communication and interaction between scientists, and ensuring access to a wider range of information. No comments here? Okay, so I proceed with the fourth paragraph entitled Activities of NUPEC and its long-range plan in nuclear physics. The process of preparation of the NUPEC long-range plan has involved efforts from 200 physicists from the nuclear physics community and from all NUPEC members. Present-day nuclear physics is defined in this document as a field including different research domains, sharing the difficult but stimulating task of studying nuclear matter in all its forms and exploring their possible applications. This knowledge is essential for scientists to find answers to the fundamental questions that concern the origin and the evolution of the universe. The future of facilities is well presented in the plan, with particular focus on FAIR ISOL facilities, Spiral 2, ISOL, SPES, LENP, NICA, and the SHE factory, as well as the recommendations concerning the nuclear physics science to be addressed at these facilities. In particular, the plan highlights the importance of the NICA and SHE factory projects on the European roadmap for nuclear physics. In addition, the role of theory, application, R&D for future projects, and of education of young scientists is emphasized. As a member of NUPEC, GNR has actively participated in the elaboration of the long-range plan and will be one of the major driving forces in its implementation phase. Realization of this plan of the European and international levels proposed by NUPEC is coherent with the 7-year plan for the development of GNR 2017-2023 and should tighten the links between GNR and the entire nuclear physics community in Europe.
Is there any remarks or comments to that? If not, let's proceed.
Let's proceed with the next paragraph, therefore.
I have one comment.
Sorry?
Yes. I think we should mention at the beginning the talks of Angela and Marek.
Yes.
In this context, they are not mentioned.
So we should add...
As usual, put a sentence there.
Do you have... Maybe you can write the sentence. Yeah, okay. So that will be easier.
It's correct, of course. Let's add it.
Okay. So I proceed with the next paragraph, recommendations in connection with PECs. The Scientific Council takes notes of the recommendation made by the PECs at their meetings in January 2018, as reported at this session by Tseruya, chairman of the PEC for particle physics, by Lievitovic, chairman of the PEC for nuclear physics, and by Alexeyev, member of the PAC for condensed matter physics. The Scientific Council proposes that the GNR directorate should take these recommendations into account while preparing the GNR topical plan of research and international cooperation for 2019.
Is there any remarks, comments? Not please.
Particle physics issues. The Scientific Council appreciates the significant progress achieved in the successful preparation of the Cryon 6T heavy ion source for the operation in Nucleotron Run, welcomes the regular commissioning of new equipment, and supports the program of timely modernization of existing elements of the accelerator complex, in particular the upgrade of the LU20 LINAC and the associated substantial increase in beam intensity. Scientific Council is aware of the forced interruption of Run 55 of the Nucleotron due to a failure of the cooling system of the superconducting magnets. It notes with satisfaction the successful completion of the rapid restoration of the cryogenic helium facility and appreciates the information provided by the VBLHEP management on the measures taken to prevent recurrence of similar accidents in the future. Scientific Council recognizes the steady progress in developing key infrastructure elements, including the upgrade of the power supply system of beam channels, the launch of the new Nucleotron control system, the commissioning of the new helium liquefier.
Liquefier.
Liquefier, yes, there is a mistake here. The progress in upgrading the existing cryogenic complex, the preparation of the installation of the booster synchrotron, and the work carried out for the preparation of the collider magnet system. Scientific Council is pleased with the progress achieved in the civil construction of the collider complex and with a roadmap for the construction of the NICA Center building. Scientific Council welcomes the plans to hold a three-day meeting at GNR in April 2018 to officially launch the MPD and BMN international collaborations and strongly encourages the initiative to establish a grant program to attract and support research conducted at the NICA facility. Scientific Council acknowledges the efforts undertaken by the GNR and VBLHEP directorates to strengthen the participation of China's groups in the construction of the MPD electromagnetic calorimeter. The international team should focus on the optimization of the detector specifications and design in view of finalizing the ECALTDR. The Scientific Council appreciates the recent advance in the MPD magnet construction and shares the PAC's concerns about the delay in the magnet delivery to GNR. The contract should be successfully completed with no additional slippage. Scientific Council welcomes the commissioning of the new equipment of the BM at N experiment and the first use of the large area GEM tracking detectors. The Council also reiterates its concern about the lack of manpower for an in-depth analysis of the data collected in recent runs. It looks forward to the detector operation during Run 55 with the new heavy ion source, Cryon ST, 6T, and to the new results on the study of short-range correlations.
I would replace new results by forthcoming.
Forthcoming, yes.
And to the forthcoming study of short-range correlations.
And to the forthcoming results on the study of short-range correlation. Forthcoming? Forthcoming study.
Very good.
Forthcoming. I just take note. Okay. Let's proceed further. Scientific Council supports the recommendation of DPAC for particle physics on the approval of the new projects and the continuation of ongoing projects in particle physics within the suggested timescales as outlined in the DPAC recommendations. It endorses, in particular, the proposed plan for the formal establishment of the SPD collaboration and preparation of the conceptual design report of the SPD detector, backed by local theoretical support by January 2019. Scientific Council supports the continuation of GNR's participation in the upgrade of the ATLAS and CMS detectors until the end of 2020. It also supports the PAC's approach in the evaluation of the Borexino SOX dark side project, where three distinct experiments with rather diversified physics goals and timelines were put out in one proposal. Scientific Council concurs with the PAC recommendations that the proponents should carry on the data analysis of the Borexino experiment until the end of 2019. With respect to SOX, due to the potential delays mentioned, they should present a detailed status report to the PAC in order to decide on a possible recommendation. And concerning dark side 20K, they should first establish, together with the GNR management, a global strategy to be presented to the PAC in order to allow a thorough evaluation of all aspects of the project related to science, contributions, and consistency of the group, investments, and timeline.
Comments?
It was really a very long piece of... Please, sorry.
Yeah, drink a glass of water because I will take a minute now. I don't follow this now in detail. We have been talking about this for almost a decade now. But I would like to ask a question which will change the text. These are distinct groups, right? It's not always the same group which asks for this proposal or that proposal. So I think one has to say every time, not they do, they propose, they make, but these proponents do, those proponents do, and those do. And for these things, I would actually put some in the end, some of the proponents are asked to present an overall strategy to present it first to the PAC and so on. So I think in this, one, two, three, four, fifth, sixth line from below, from the last word you read, I would say after the potential delays mentioned, the proponents should present a detailed status. Well, those proponents should. No. Delays may is the sixth sentence from below of the last word which you read. They should present a detailed status report to the PAC. I would say those proponents should present, because it's a different group, right? It's the same group. And then, okay, then it's even stronger statement. And then concerning the dark side, the proponents are asked to present to, not together with, but to the general management, an overall assessment and strategy, then to be presented to the PAC in order to allow the evaluation of all aspects. Because I think it's just too much from too few people asked too much, and then there should be a prioritization. And we have discussed this many times since the last 10 years. So, I will, please, if everybody please didn't understand me, as usual, I will just write the sentence.
Please try to formulate that, yes. Because it's correct. Proceed.
It always goes. Okay, so I continue with nuclear physics issues. Scientific Council highly appreciates the result of scientific research carried out within the theme non-accelerator neutrino physics and astrophysics, consisting of six projects. The theme is devoted to the studies of rare phenomena associated with the weak interaction by methods of modern nuclear spectroscopy. The rare processes under study include search for neutrino-less double beta decay, GERDA, and SuperNEMO projects, experiments with reactor antineutrino, DANCE and GEMMA 3 projects, direct search for dark matter particles, Edelweiss LT project, and investigations of high energy neutrinos from space with the Deep Water Neutrino Telescope at Lake Baikal, Baikal GVD project. The Scientific Council is pleased to note the world-leading results obtained in all these projects. It supports the general direction in which the theme is developing, when the participation in highly prestigious international projects provides an access to know-how for the development of home-based neutrino experiments at two basic facilities, the laboratories located at the Kalinin NPP and at Lake Baikal. The Scientific Council recommends continuation of the rigorous support of these projects and research programs for 2019 to 2021 and the Baikal project for a longer period until the end of 2023. It underlines the necessity to continue the efforts to improve the local infrastructures at GNR and at Lake Baikal and to ensure the sufficient human resource for the timely data analysis. Scientific Council notes the progress of construction of the factory of super heavy elements, SHE. The installation work for the DC-280 synchrotron, there is an N missing here. No, ah, cyclotron, sorry. It's all okay. Is well advanced and is now planned to reach an end in the first half of 2018. The startup and equipment and adjustment are to be accomplished by mid-2018. The commissioning of the DC-280 accelerator should start by September 2018. Significant progress has also been made in the construction of the experimental setups, including the target system, separators, and detection systems. In particular, a new gas-filled recoil separator has been manufactured and delivered to Dubna. Its assembly is scheduled for January-March 2018. First test experiments are planned for October-November 2018. In addition to the technical work, an important effort at FLNR and GNR concentrates on the licensing process, which should be accomplished to begin experiments on the synthesis and studies of super-heavy elements.
This refers to radiation safety. Yeah, yeah. It is sleeping as usual.
Yeah. It's the main point to regulate our
environmental safety.
Yes, with our authorities. It's the main point. It, we have additional 3 months ask for this purpose.
Safety, of course.
In addition to the technical work, this we already read. The Scientific Council supports the well-considered decision of the FLNR Directorate concerning the continuation of the operation of U-400 for several years in parallel to the operation of experiments at GFS-1. Both experiments, spectroscopy and reaction studies at Shells and new elements at GFS-1 are complementary. In order to meet the deadlines for commissioning and first experiments at the SHE factory, the Scientific Council recommends that GNR and FLNR directorates provide maximum possible resources to accomplish the work for all the systems of the accelerator, for the separator, the target and the detection units in 2018. In 2016, a new fragment separator Aquilina 2 was constructed on the beam line of the U400M cyclotron. With the N15 primary beam, the fragment separator was tested to produce various secondary beams of radioactive isotopes. Intensities of the obtained secondary beams were 25 times higher than those obtained with the previous facility, Aquilina 1. Scientific Council supports the plan according to which Aquilina 2 will become the major facility to study exotic nuclei at FLNR-GNR. Scientific Council highly appreciates the results obtained in the main research directions of the concluding theme, theory of nuclear structure and nuclear reactions. Structure of nuclei far from stability, nucleus-nucleus collisions at low energies, fusion dynamics, few body systems, nuclear dynamics at relativistic energies, properties of hot and dense nuclear matter. Scientific Council is pleased to note that these topics are strongly connected with the main experimental activities in the main facilities at GNR and other centers. Scientific Council supports the smooth transition of nuclear theory activities under the new theme, Theory of Nuclear Systems, for 2019-2023, that should continue incorporating complex and broad views on the various aspects of nuclear structure and reactions in close synergy with the experimental program of GNR and in other facilities operating or in the construction phase, such as FAIR, SPES, IIZOLT, SPIRAL 2, and LENP.
Dear colleagues, do you have any comments or corrections or to that? If not, it was a very long piece, so thank you. But please proceed.
Okay. Just a pause to take a breath. Neutrino physics issues. After the presentations of the various neutrino experiments reported by the chairman of the PAC for nuclear physics and PAC for particle physics, the Scientific Council would like to recommend that all these ongoing and recently planned neutrino experiments should be presented and discussed within a joint meeting of the new PACs leading to a more coordinated neutrino physics program and therefore allowing implementation of priorities in a more concerted and efficient way.
This is a really very important piece of, yes. And we already started preparations for the next session of this advisory committee.
There is a comment.
Please.
Well, I think instead of we recommend and reiterate, because it's maybe good to recall ourselves that we have talked about that in earlier years already.
So maybe we reiterate a recommendation might be the correct phrasing.
Maybe such a way, yes.
I believe it's not problem. On next program advisory committee's sessions, we can join on one day to PAC sets and discuss
in different days. So
yeah.
Let's consider.
We have already started this preparation for the joint meeting of program committee.
Okay. Peter's point was that one should cut out or replace the recommend by reiterate. It's long, long, long. Wow. But really, to change this one word in the text.
Reiterate not the again. Recommendation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Condensed matter physics issues. The Scientific Council notes the progress in the discussion of the scientific case for a new GNR neutron source replacing the IBR2 reactor after its shutdown and welcomes its continuation in close connection with FLRMP scientific plans. Potential instruments of the new source should be considered in developing the scientific case.
What is meant by this continuation? I thought we heard that we will close the facility and build a new one. So is this a continuation? Yes, but of the program, not of the facility. Welcomes continuation of such program, not of the facility.
Continuation?
Welcomes continuation
of this program.
Of this program, but not of the facility. You want to have a new facility.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, correct. Yeah. Okay, I took note. So let's continue. The Scientific Council takes note with interest of the principles of construction and the parameters of one of the possible concepts of a new source presented at the meeting of the PAC for condensed matter physics, where the subcritical assembly of 237 NP with a mechanic reactivity modulation controlled by a pulsed proton accelerator, super booster, is considered as an option of the future facility. If successfully implemented, such a source can take one of the world's leading positions among the high-flux pulsed sources of the middle of the current century. The Scientific Council, however, shares the PAC's opinion that taking a univocal position in the matter of the physical scheme of the new neutron source would be premature at this stage. For selecting the optimal physical scheme, all reasonable options should be carefully analyzed and compared with each other by an expert group representing the potential user community, both from national and topical point of view. Comments? No.
What does these last few words tell who, from national and topical point of view? You mean scientific and national, or what?
Topical probably means community, transnational community that have the same scientific aims. I suppose this is the meaning of topical, right?
So maybe international instead of topical.
From national and international point of view, probably is easier.
Topical,
yes.
I mean, from the usual.
User community.
National and international
level. Yeah.
National and international user point of view, that's fine. Yeah, actually, that's your point.
The potential user community at international level includes also national, I think. Right? At international level. Okay. The Scientific Council notes the timeline proposed by the PAC for the preparation of GNR's new neutron source, which includes establishing an international working group, IWG, in 2018, to organizing international workshop by FLNP and scientifically coordinated by the IWG from 2019 until the conceptual design report is concluded. Publishing a short kickoff document elaborated by the IWG on the idea of the new facility until mid-2019. Elaborating and publishing a detailed scientific case until early 2020. Elaborating a detailed conceptual design report until late 2020. Elaborating the administrative and financial model for the construction, commissioning, operation, and decommissioning phases until 2021. Taking decisions on the constructions of the new facility until 2023. The Scientific Council recommends continuation of work to study other options for the facility with a clear analysis of the parameters of the new source in terms of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats with respect to the envisaged long-term user program. The Scientific Council highly appreciates the ongoing upgrades of the existing IBR2 spectrometers and development of new ones, which results in improvement of their parameters and extensions of research areas, as well as making them more attractive for potential users. It supports the plans towards the further development of the IBR2 spectrometer complex, which take into account the reactor's specific features, high flux, long pulse, availability of cryogenic moderator, and will assure the maintenance of the instruments at the level comparable with other leading research centers in the world, as well as the extension of research areas and improvement of research quality. Scientific Council especially notes the progress in upgrading the DN6 high-pressure neutron diffractometer for investigations of microsamples under extreme conditions, sharing the PAC opinion that the ongoing improvement of this instrument should remain one of the priority activities towards development of the whole IBR2 spectrometer complex at the moment. Scientific Council supports the further development of the DN6 and its subsequent introduction to the user program. Scientific Council highly appreciates FLNP's efforts to run the user program at an internationally recognized level. Scientific Council considers the user program to be the key instrument for securing the position of IBR2 as one of the leading neutron sources in the world, and encourages the FLNP Directorate to further support this highly important activity, taking into account the PAC's recommendation on the need to upgrade the proposal assessment web applications being utilized within a professional system supporting the work of proposers, reviewers, and the FLNP management, as well as on a strict need of submitting experimental reports by all successful proposers as the necessary feedback. Regarding the establishing regarding the establishing of a laboratory for structural research of macromolecules and new materials at the Solaris Synchrotron of the Jagiellonian University in Krakow, the Scientific Council supports the PAC's recommendation to the directorates of GNR laboratories working in the field of condensed matter physics to elaborate the details of envisaged cooperation based on a more detailed scientific case in terms of well-established user demands and existing synchrotron radiation landscape. The Scientific Council welcomes the PAC's recommendation to the GNR directorate to establish, together with the Jagiellonian University, a working group from both organizations, with the participation of interested representatives of scientific centers of GNR member states, and provided with the necessary financial support in order to develop the concept of the laboratory and its future research program.
Is there any comments to this part of resolution? If not, please, Petro, proceed.
Reports by young scientists. The Scientific Council appreciates the following reports by young scientists which were selected by the PACs for representation at this session. sensitive neutron detection method using iodine containing scintillators, and limit of the on the effective magnetic moment of solar neutrinos using Borexino data. And thanks the respective speakers, Panamariev, DLNP, and Vishneva, DLNP. The Scientific Council welcomes similar reports in the future. As proposed by the GNR Directorate, the Scientific Council appoints MA INP, Krakow, Poland, as Niezwiszewski, Il Grenoble, France, as new members of the PAC for Nuclear Physics, each for a term of 3 years. Awards and prizes.
Please.
Concerning the reports of young scientists, there was discussion about the point that the reporters should mention their contribution.
But it was not, it was serious.
No, I think that it was discussed, and I consider it quite reasonable.
Well, of course, there was discussion concerning this point in presence of a young lady, in fact, which was rather unfortunate, I guess. But to stress this issue here would mean that we had a very strong opinion that something important was missing in the presentations. And I'm of different opinion. In fact, these reports were on collaboration works. And I'm fairly sure that these two people were selected because they significant contribution to the results presented. So to have such a strong statement here would mean something completely too strong, in my opinion, at least.
I
completely agree with Marek. I think that we can remember that we had a short discussion about that, and probably it is possible to pay more attention to prepare such presentations and contribution for the future. But it is something what is in the frame of the discussion, but not including into the report and to the conclusions.
Yes, I think it's right.
Also, we know that the responsibility for select of talk belong to program advisory committees. They must look more carefully, maybe, but nevertheless, it's the responsibility of program advisory committees.
So, if
they are selected, it means that they have already very important contribution to the.
And also.
I have just add one information that, in fact, the program advisor committees that are selecting these contributions on the basis of the posters. So it's not that easy during the poster sessions, and I think it's the case for my committee, but I think also for your committee. We had typically 1 minute for the poster, if we count, so the time which was allocated for this session. So. It's not easy to prepare during this session the selection and also to prepare the talk. It's simply impossible. So we cannot be in charge of the preparation of the talks. This should be taken by the corresponding groups and labs.
I agree with you. I think, in fact, if collaboration has gave a right to young person to present collective results of the work, so it's already is indication of their contribution. So maybe we'll proceed further.
So let's proceed, therefore. The sixth paragraph concerns memberships of the... Sorry?
Everything is medical.
Of the PACs. As proposed by the GNR Directorate, Scientific Council appoints AMA, Krakow... this we already read. Sorry. Sorry for... Awards and prizes. The Scientific Council approves the jury's recommendations on the award of the Pontecorvo Prize to a group of authors, including Professor Folli, University and IFN Bari, Italy, and Professor Lisi, INFN Bari, Italy, for their pioneering contribution to the development of global analysis of neutrino oscillations data from different experiments. Scientific Council approves the jury's recommendation on the award of GNR annual prizes for the best papers in the fields of scientific research, instruments and methods, and applied research. See Appendix 1. Eighth paragraph. Election and announcement of... Sorry? Comments, sorry.
It's really strange to hear that group of authors when we are speaking about two of them, of course, but why it's not necessary to point two professors, and that's enough, I think.
Yeah.
Only two nominees, but why we should write the two group of authors?
Two professors.
I think enough.
Yes. The Scientific Council approves the jury recommendation we already read. So we go to elections and announcement of vacancies in the directorates of GNR laboratories. The Scientific Council elected Shvetsov as director of the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, FLNP, and Karen Koff as director of the Laboratory of Information Technologies, each for a second term of 5 years. The Scientific Council announces the vacancies of positions of deputy directors of FLNP and LIT. The endorsements of appointments will take place at the next session of the Scientific Council in September 2018. Scientific Council endorses the appointment of Antonienko, Natich, and Isayev as deputy directors of the Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics, each for a term of 5 years. The last point is in memory of colleagues. The Scientific Council deeply regrets the sad loss of Nguyen Minh Chat, Vietnam, member of the GNR Scientific Council during the 1995-2017 period, and Adam Sabiczewski, Poland, member of the GNR PAC for Nuclear Physics during the period 1995-2017, who made outstanding contributions to the development of GNR and its international cooperations. The next session of the Scientific Council is the last point. The 124th session of the Scientific Council will be held on September 2018. That's it.
Good job.
Please make this correction. Up to finishing of director of laboratory, job of director, because when director started in September, you understand that the job of director finished before the duties of vice director.
Half year. Difference.
Yes.
Half a year, 6 months difference
up to
between.
See. Finishing of.
Term of director.
Up to ending of term of director of laboratory.
Is it clear?
Clear.
So
clear.
I just. Okay. So colleagues, what. Please. Evan, please.
My minor remark to this point. What will happen if the term of the director will finish earlier?
It's special case.
I think it's a really special case, not assumed by the general rules. So, but it's quite possible. So, also we had the cases of prolongation for some years, like in the case of Fluorov Laboratory. So, dear colleagues, could we consider that we, in fact, completed this? Because all additions, all remarks were taken into account and will be completely included in the text. So is there necessity, let's say, to wait until it would be typed, let's say, or not? If not, so editorial board take it on itself, so this to... So, and if so, let me say we came to the end of this session. Because of that, I would like, on the behalf of GNR Directorate and all my colleagues, to express really deep gratitude to all members of our Scientific Council for their really very important, very sincere work. So, and especially, we are very grateful to co-chairman of our session, Professor Mikhail Bulygorsky, who left it before that, but nevertheless he was very good leader of that work. Also, we need to express gratitude to chairpersons of Program Advisory Committee, which gave a talks with analysis of the work of recommendations of Program Advisory Committees. Also, especially a great big gratitude to the editorial board and its press. Our colleagues, Professor Pietro Freya, you made a great job, you see, reading all that, so, and pushing that to for detailed consideration of all the words, so, and strict formulation, so, and also to chairman of election board, and members of that board, and also for speakers who presented NUPEC long-range plan, so it was very important for us, very interesting, especially because after finishing this session, so we will also have first meeting of our strategy long-range plan working group. So, and also I would like to say that this session was the last session of Scientific Council with its present membership. The new membership, which could include some rotation, will be approved at the next session of the Committee of Plenipotentiaries in March of this year. So, and so the next September there will be Scientific Council, which possibly rotations of that. So, but anyway, I would like to say that we really could express our sincere gratitude to all of you who worked for 5 years in this Scientific Council. We are very grateful to you for your very, very, very important work. So, and I hope that many of you will agree, proceed with working in our Scientific Council. So, and
continue
work. So, and with that words, may I announce this session 123rd finished. Thank you really very much. So. And the last word will be given, will be said at refreshment, and so we will have.
And then after all, we'll have a meeting.
Just after that, we will have a meeting of strategy group, maybe earlier than it was stated. So
yeah. Around one.
Is it possible or not?
Doubt, because many members are invited for 2 p.m. We can contact them, call them probably. Right. For instance, Grigory Trubnikov just asked me when we...
What you suggest, to start just as was announced?
It would be better.
So if we have no other possibility...
If we are able to call all the people, Oganisyan, Trubnikov, Shvitsov, Aksyonov,
and so on. I think it would not be, it's not be,
not, yeah, not be good. So. 2 o'clock.
Let's start as was announced.
Yes.
There are no...
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you really very much, and please come to the next room.